From Washington, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you have the Orchestra of La Scala Milan, led by Riccardo Muti, and a prelude from Giuseppe Verdi's Rigoletto, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, as well as classical music, and I'm Jeff Watson here with the latter to share. We'll keep the music going throughout the afternoon hours with the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra joining us in just a little bit for a violin concerto by Austrian composer Emil von Reznicek, as well as a very lovely suite for flute and piano from 1982, all just ahead here on a Wednesday afternoon. The Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra is next on KPR with a series of vibrant orchestral miniatures written around the year of 1888 that drew heavily on regional Moravian dance tunes. Composer Leos Janacek's Moravian Dances, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composer Leos Janacek's vibrant Moravian Dances from 1888, played by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:19 now, and we have the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra joining us in about 10 minutes' time. We've got a violin concerto by Austrian composer Emil von Reznicek to share. That and much more classical music still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. On the KU campus, it is 78 degrees. Sky is sunny, and today it'll warm up to 83. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Showers are in the forecast starting late tonight, and tomorrow we've got a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Expecting a good deal of rain for tomorrow. Highs will be around 81. Showers likely Thursday night, and again, more showers expected for Friday. Next on KPR, we have something for you from an Ecuadorian composer by the name of Jacinto Freire, and a suite for flute and piano that he wrote in 1982, a lovely piece played by flutist Daniel Velasco and pianist Ellen Summer, next on Kansas Public Radio. Flutist Daniel Velasco and pianist Ellen Summer together in a suite for flute and piano, one written in 1982, by composer Jacinto Freire of Ecuador, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:31 now. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classics till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us here on a Wednesday afternoon. August 4th is primary election day in Kansas, with each party choosing its candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It's a crowded field, but you can hear the candidates in their own words. We ask them to tell KPR listeners why you should vote for them. Hear their responses now at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Ready now to welcome the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Gordon Wright, with violinist Michael Davis. The music is by composer Emil von Resnicek of Austria, a composer perhaps best known for his opera Donna Diana. What we'll listen to, though, is his violin concerto in E minor, composed in 1918, next on KPR. Violin Concerto in E minor, one written in 1918 by Emil von Resnicek. We listen to the Hungarian Philharmonic, conducted by Gordon Wright with violinist Michael Davis on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News, followed by more classical music. The next hour brings us the first major work by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, a piano quintet, along with work by Dvorak, Howard Hanson, Haydn Wood, that and much more still to come here on Wednesday afternoon of the Classics. On the KU campus at the moment, 78 degrees. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
The 20s.
Hear All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
London, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Russian Philharmonic, led by Dmitri Oblonsky, with a short polka in B flat major, music written by Antonín Dvořák, a simple piece suitable for the instruction of Prague students, the kind of students Dvořák would have had at the Prague Conservatory. This is Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson, back with the Cleveland Quartet, joining us in a few minutes with Opus 1, a piano quintet by Ernst von Dohnányi, first major work of that Hungarian composer. And a little later, the BBC Concert Orchestra, with an orchestral suite from 1952 called Royal Castles by English composer Haydn Wood, all in just a little bit. The Nashville Symphony Orchestra is next, conducted here by Kenneth Schermerhorn, and a little music written by Howard Hanson. Around the year of 1976, this was commissioned by the American String Teachers Association. It is a short orchestral episode that highlights Hanson's Scandinavian heritage. This is called Rhythmic Variations on Two Ancient Hymns. Here's the Nashville Symphony on KPR. Music written by Howard Hanson in 1976 for the American String Teachers Association. Rhythmic Variations on Two Ancient Hymns. Played there by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, led by Kenneth Schermerhorn, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:15 is the time, and in the second half of the hour, coming up is the BBC Concert Orchestra. From English composer Haydn Wood, we've got an orchestral suite paying homage to some UK landmarks, royal residences. The suite Royal Castles is on the way here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park on Sunday, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org. And the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. The Cleveland Quartet has our next performance, with music from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi. And this is a composer felt by many to be the greatest Hungarian composer after the time of Franz Liszt. And what we'll hear is some of his early published musics, Opus 1, as a matter of fact, which was his piano quintet in C minor, a piece that became popular thanks to promotion on behalf of Johannes Brahms, who remarked that he couldn't have done any better himself. Dohnányi's piano quintet with the Cleveland Quartet, along with pianist Barry Snyder, next on KPR. From Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, music written in 1895, his first major work to be published, Opus 1, a piano quintet in C minor, performed there by the Cleveland Quartet along with pianist Barry Snyder, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:45, 15 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. How many times has it happened? You've just heard some piece of classical music on KPR, but you forgot to write down the name. How many times has that happened? There's a remedy, though. Just go online and visit our classical music website, where you'll find complete playlists along with a way to submit your requests. It is classicalmusic@kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. We have time for one more offering, the BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Gavin Sutherland. They've got a little orchestral suite here, written in 1952 by English composer Haydn Wood, that pays a musical tribute to a trio of UK landmarks, royal residences in Scotland, Wales, and England, the castles Balmoral, Windsor, and Carnarvon. The suite Royal Castles, with the BBC Concert Orchestra on KPR. From English composer Haydn Wood, the suite Royal Castles from 1952. The BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Gavin Sutherland with a performance today on Kansas Public Radio. 2 o'clock now, and stay tuned for NPR News in just a moment. Coming up in the next hour, we've got some work from another English composer, Ethel Smythe, and the overture to our opera, The Wreckers. That plus a little Mozart, the oboe concerto in C major, and a return of the Cleveland Orchestra, all just ahead. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
PR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Leonard Bernstein's Candide Overture. The Oslo Philharmonic and conductor Maris Janssens getting things started for us in this 2 p.m. hour of the classics on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's a little bit more music between now and 3 p.m., such as Mozart and his oboe concerto. We'll have back the Cleveland Orchestra for that. The Da Vinci Quartet as well, with a little bit of chamber music by composer Charles Martin Loeffler, all ahead here on a Wednesday afternoon. Next up is Sir Alexander Gibson conducting the Scottish National Orchestra, and music from English composer Dame Ethel Smythe, of the late 19th and early 20th century in England, influential composer and influential figure in England's women's suffrage movement, who defied familial and social convention to become a great composer. Her most famous opera came in 1906. It was the tale of a little bit of a pirate adventure called The Wreckers, which was all about an ancient practice where Cornish villagers would use false lights at nighttime to lure sailing ships onto their rocky coasts, where the ships would break themselves apart, with the villagers helping themselves to the jettisoned cargo. We'll listen to the overture to The Wreckers next with the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Sir Alexander Gibson, and the overture to an English opera from 1906 called The Wreckers. The music composed by Dame Ethel Smythe on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:20, and music of Mozart still to come. In about 15 minutes from now, we'll have back the Cleveland Orchestra for the Oboe Concerto in C Major, still to come, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Skies cloudy and here on the KU campus, about 78 degrees at the moment. Warming up today to 83. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Showers are in the forecast starting very late tonight, and a 60% chance of showers for Thursday morning and afternoon. Highs around 80. It's 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, and looks like an excellent chance of showers and storms for Friday as well. We have a little chamber music for you now. Music by German-American composer Charles Martin Loeffler, who studied the violin under the great Joseph Joachim in Berlin in his youth and came over to the United States in 1881, where he became part of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and assistant concertmaster to the Boston Opera Company later. Here is a quintet of his, a single-movement quintet played by the Da Vinci Quartet and guests from 1894 on Kansas Public Radio. A quintet in a single movement, music composed in 1894 by Charles Martin Loeffler, and played today by the Da Vinci Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 2:36 and at 3 p.m., we await All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, catch a little more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. We've got the Cleveland Orchestra and conductor Christoph von Dohnányi next on KPR for some Mozart, his Oboe Concerto in C Major. Oboist John Mack with the Cleveland Orchestra next on KPR. The Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Christoph von Dohnányi, with John Mack playing oboe in the Oboe Concerto in C Major by Mozart, here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's almost 3 o'clock, and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later on tonight, there's a little more classical music between 7 and 9 p.m. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me, as always, for Classics in the Afternoon, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.